Section 11.3, the example full body workouts explained. Example body weight only routines. In case you're not quite up to the challenge of going to a gym just yet, or don't have any free weights available at home just yet, I'll give you an example body weight only routine to get you started. However, keep in mind that to really get to the next level with your fitness, I'd highly recommend you eventually join a gym, or at the very least, invest in a stability ball and a set of adjustable power block dumbbells, as described in the very beginning, read first section of this book, so that you can have your own mini home gym. A great way for beginners to start getting fat loss results from your entire body is to begin with simple body weight exercise circuits, as given in the examples below. Your best bet is to try to do these circuit workouts 3 to 4 times per week. After about 6 weeks, if you worked hard enough, you should be seeing some great results already. The only problem is that your body will adapt to these workouts after a month or two, so eventually, it will be in your best interest to start advancing to some of the free weight-based workouts as described throughout the rest of this section of the manual. Body weight circuit example workout. Please refer to page 120 for the body weight circuit example workout. Repeat circuit twice each workout for the first 2 weeks. Thereafter, you can repeat the circuit 3 to 5 times to get a great full body workout. Take no rest between exercises in the circuit, but take 1 to 2 minutes rest after completing each circuit. Finish your circuit workout with ab routine level number 1 or level number 2 from section 5.5 in your Truth About Abs manual. Example training program number 1, beginning or intermediate level. Alternate workout A and B, training 3 times per week, then complete 20 minutes of high intensity sprints or other interval training, workout C, one other day per week for a total of 4 workouts per week, e.g. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. Following this example, the following week should look like this, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. You would follow this type of example training program for 4 to 6 weeks, and then switch to an alternative program for another 4 to 6 weeks. I recommend printing out or photocopying the example training programs and bringing them with you to the gym to follow along. Or use your imagination and create your own similar training programs comprised mainly of the multi-joint exercises listed in this book. Remember that in all of these example programs, you should be using heavy enough weights that challenge you to complete the prescribed number of reps and sets. Try to get into the habit of finishing each workout with a 3 to 5 minute stretching session for all your major muscle groups. Stretching should always be done at the end of your workouts when your muscles are fully warm. Stretching before your workouts actually reduces muscular strength during weight training, so leave flexibility training for the end of your workouts. Please refer to your Truth About Abs manual for Workout A, Workout B, and Workout C, found on pages 121 and 122. Example Training Program 2, Beginner to Intermediate Levels. Here is another very high-intensity type of program that utilizes circuit training with very short rest periods to keep you moving and keep the intensity high. One of the major differences is that these circuits are free weight-based and are guaranteed to be much more effective than the typical machine-based circuits you see promoted at some clubs. Take only enough rest between exercises just to catch your breath. Alternate workouts A and B every other day for 3 workouts per week, e.g. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, which is ABA, then BAB the following week. You can add a 4th day of some other form of training, such as interval training, a spinning class, wind sprints, mountain biking, hill running, etc., on any day of the week that you wish. Please refer to page 122 and 123 for workouts A and B of the beginner to intermediate levels. Example training program number 3. Intermediate to advanced levels. Alternate workout A and B, training 3 times per week, then complete 20 minutes of high intensity sprints or other interval training, workout C, one other day per week for a total of 4 workouts per week, e.g. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. Following this example, the following week should look like this, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. Also, you'll notice that the sets and reps are denoted in 3 separate stages, such as 4x5, 5x5, 6x5. This is an advanced progression. This means that you complete 4 sets of 5 reps with a specific weight for the first time you complete workout A. Then, the next time you complete workout A, you'll complete 5 sets of 5 reps with the same weight. The next time workout A comes along, you'll then complete 6 sets of 5 reps with the same weight, thus completing the cycle. Now, the next time you complete workout A, you increase the weight by 5 to 10 pounds and drop back to 4 sets of 5 reps. This is a great way to increase the volume of work you complete, cycle the intensity of your workouts, and make great progressions over time. It is much easier to make progressions by increasing your training volume via sets rather than trying to increase the weight of reps each workout. Some of the exercises in this routine are grouped in supersets, meaning that you complete the first exercise, take a brief rest, then complete the second exercise. This is one superset. Rest about 60 to 90 seconds before starting the second superset. Please see pages 124 and 125 for workouts A, superset 1 and 2, workout B, supersets 1 and 2, and workout C. Example training program number 4, intermediate to advanced levels. Alternate workout A and B, training 3 times per week. Then complete 20 minutes of high-intensity sprints or other interval training one other day per week for a total of 4 workouts per week, e.g. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. Follow this example. The following week should look like this: Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. Please refer to page 126 in your Truth About Abs manual for workouts A, supersets 1 and 2, and workout B, supersets 1 and 2, and workout C. Example training program number 5, intermediate to advanced levels. This is a different type of routine that is great for building and maintaining strength, while also reducing body fat. This type of workout contains 6 main exercises per session, 2 for the legs, and 4 exercises working the major multi-joint movement planes of the upper body. The key to this type of workout is that the sequences of exercises are switched from workout to workout, even though the exercises remain the same. This means you'll be stronger on certain lifts on the day when they are first in the sequence, and weaker on the days when they are toward the end of the sequence. The key to these workouts is to use a weight that challenges you for the prescribed number of reps. You are not using enough weight if you complete the prescribed number of reps and could still do 3 to 4 more. Increase the weight slightly each week to maintain progression. The sets are reduced in this type of workout to avoid overtraining due to completing the same exercises in each workout. Rest 2 to 3 minutes between sets in these following workouts. Alternate workout A and B, training 3 times per week. Then complete 20 minutes of high-intensity sprints or other interval training one other day per week for a total of 4 workouts per week, e.g. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, equaling A, B, A, C. Following this example, the following week should look like this: Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, equaling B, A, B, C. Please refer to page 128 for the example training program number 5, intermediate to advanced levels. Example training program 6, intermediate to advanced levels. Here is a very high intensity type of program that is great for fat burning and getting ripped. It works by training a large percentage of your body's musculature very intensely with short rest periods. Take only enough rest between exercises just to catch your breath. Alternate workouts A and B every other day for 3 workouts per week, e.g. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, ABA, then BAB the following week. Please refer to page 129 for the example training program 6, intermediate to advanced levels. When you examine the layout of some of these training program examples, you might think that there aren't enough exercises involved, or that there isn't enough isolation work for the arms and other muscle groups. Remember, focusing on multi-joint exercises will provide you much better results and will be more functional to activities in everyday life. Your arms and shoulders get plenty of work through heavy pressing and pulling in the major upper body movement planes without the need for single joint exercises. However, this is not to say that there isn't a place for an occasional inclusion of single joint exercises in your routines, but only sparingly. Make no mistake, the workout examples contained in this manual will thoroughly work every muscle group in your body, helping you to develop and or maintain a lean, ripped body. I guarantee that these workouts are very intense and will stimulate changes in your body. Give a 4 to 6 week cycle a try, and you will see for yourself. Remember that you need to be consistent with your training variables for specific time periods in order to have a basis for progression over time. However, in order to prevent stagnation and continue to get results in the long run, you also need to change some of your training variables, such as sets, reps, exercises, quantity of weight, rep speed, intensity, angle, rest periods, duration of workouts, exercise sequence, etc., every 4 to 6 weeks.